We'll call the Senate Labor and Business Relations Committee to order. I'd ask the secretary to take attendance silently for those senators who are not present. Please excuse them until they arrive. The minutes from our previous meeting were distributed electronically. Are there any corrections to the minutes as distributed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved as distributed. The committee will be taking up the following. First, we'll be taking up the governor's appointment to the Public Employee Relations Board, Eric Helland, with myself. And second, we will be taking up House File 259 with one amendment, Amendment 1726 with Senator Guth. At this time, Republicans will caucus in Room 22 and Democrats will caucus in Room 116. The committee will be at ease until the end of caucus. I will call the Senate Labor and Business Relations Committee back to order, and at this time I'll yield the chair to Senator Green and ask to be recognized for the governor's appointment to the Public Employee Relations Board.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I now call up the governor's appointment of Erica Helen to the Public Employment Relations Board. Senator Whiting, do you have the subcommittee report?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The subcommittee, consisting of myself, Senator Schultz, and Senator T. Taylor, recommend confirmation with Senators Whiting and Schultz signing.
Senator Whiting, you're in order for opening remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So Eric Helland is governor's appointment to the Public Employee Relations Board, and I'm supportive of his appointment. He's an Iowa product, went to Ballard High School, Drake University for undergrad and law school. He is a former state representative, and his current occupation is really interesting and I think brings an incredibly relevant background and experience to this role. Currently, he is a self-employed mediator and process management consultant that performs neutral mediations, maintains quality, and ensures the efficiency of Medicaid appeals processes for state clients. He spent quite a few years up in Alaska, which was a fun point of conversation for us, because I considered moving my young family to Alaska for a clerkship. Thankfully, we moved to Iowa. Just reviewing his questionnaire, he has experience streamlining neutral administrative processes while increasing the satisfaction of both citizen and state employee participant. And in his mind, any chance to improve nonpartisan processes and provide services more efficiently and effectively is a welcome challenge. And he is also interested in accelerating the case flow without sacrificing decision quality or PERB's neutrality. And in my conversations with him and meetings with him, I found this very interesting. Before he got there, there was not a whole lot of data or tracking to go with their case management. And so what he has done is collected a lot of data and found those data points that help identify maybe how old a case is and how we can improve the efficiency and case flow process and emphasize those cases that are older. And then also trying to wisely assign cases to ALJs based on workload, their own interests, and their expertise. So I think there's some good forward-thinking ideas that he brings to the table, and those would conclude my opening comments on the appointment.
Is there a discussion on the appointment? Senator T. Taylor, you're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, ladies and gentlemen of the committee, I rise in opposition to this appointee. I know him personally and served with him in the House, and this is not personal by any means. I just think it's a question about fitness for duty in this particular office. I think in some of the things we've heard for his appointment is he wants to make some changes in case flow and tracking, and these are good things. However, I think he is hamstrung in his abilities to get some of those process things done by the chief executive. If we have status quo budgets, some of the things we cannot do in that department. Also, I have another concern about the other how this department is run, and so I think this appointment is not well positioned. There is a woman who works there as well in the same capacity, and she makes $91,000 and he makes $97,000, and she's been there a lot longer. So there's a pay inequity thing, and there's the fitness for duty and being hamstrung by the status quo budgets. And so at this time, I need to send a message to the governor that we've got a lot bigger fixes in this particular appointment. So that's why I'm a no. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, Senator Whiting, you're in order for closing remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Senator Taylor, for your participation on the subcommittee. One thing, you know, I said this in my opening comments when we had our first meeting of this committee when I took over, is there, I wasn't here for collective bargaining when the legislature passed that, and so there may be some consternation with that and maybe with the PERB and the PERB process. The way I thought about this is there's a lot of bills that I don't like personally as a matter of policy, and I'll point two out Chairman of State Government is here, so he'll enjoy this, sports wagering, and also the hemp bill. And so I voted no on those bills. And if I went through and looked at the roll call, I'm sure members on the other side probably voted no on collective bargaining. But when I think about this, we are one vote out of 150, and the governor signed all three of these into law, hemp, sports wagering, and collective bargaining. So what we are left with then is how do we engage the agencies, departments, and boards that administer and enforce these laws and ensure that they work for the citizens that they serve. So I think by that logic, it's a smart vote for Eric Helland because he brings a tremendous background, experience, and a forward-thinking approach to serving on the board. And as I noted before, particularly his efforts at accelerating case flow and emphasizing the older and oldest cases first, and then two, his approach to encouraging alternative dispute resolution methods to resolve disputes. I think that's good as a matter of policy and process, even if one disagrees with the substantive outcome in any particular case. So for those reasons, Mr. Chairman, I move the appointment of Eric Helland and ask that he be placed on the N block calendar.
Senator Whiting moves the appointment of Eric Helland to the Public Employee Relations Board to be placed on the N block calendar. Those in favor will vote aye, and those opposed will vote no. Senator Bolton, how do you wish to vote? Record call has been requested. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Whiting?
Yes.
Senator Whiting votes yes.
Senator Green?
Senator Green votes yes.
Senator
Bolton votes no.
Senator Dickey?
Yes.
Senator Dickey votes yes.
Senator Dotsler?
Nay.
Senator Dotsler votes no.
Senator Guth?
Yes.
Senator Guth votes yes.
Senator Yocum?
No.
Senator Yocum votes no.
Senator Schultz?
Yes.
Senator Schultz votes yes.
Senator Jay Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Jay Taylor votes yes. Senator T. Taylor votes no. With the bill receiving six yes votes and four no votes, the appointment of Eric Helland moves to the N block calendar. Senator Bolton, you're in order.
I'd request that he be moved to the individual calendar.
Yep. Six yes votes and four no votes. The appointment of Eric Helland moves to the individual calendar. I yield the chair back to Senator Whiting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just got to make sure I know where I'm at. I now call up House File 259. Senator Guth, do you have a subcommittee report?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chairman. Your subcommittee of myself, Senator Dotsler, and Senator Jay Taylor all moved to recommend passage with an amendment.
Senator Guth, you're in order for opening remarks on House File 259.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House File 259 is a bill that prohibits an employer from requiring an employee to have a microchip or other device implanted or inserted into the employee's body. An employer shall not incentivize or provide privilege to an employee for agreeing to have a microchip that is not equally available to those employees without a microchip. This does not prohibit an employee from voluntarily agreeing to have a microchip implanted or inserted into the employee's body. And Mr. Chairman, there is an amendment.
The chair calls up Amendment 1726, and the chair recognizes Senator Guth for opening remarks on Amendment 1726.
As I said in the subcommittee, we did recommend an amendment. That was because we thought it was a good idea, but there was no teeth put into the bill. It was just kind of a, no, you shouldn't do this. And so what we decided to do was add an amendment that provides an additional prohibition on a microchip and expanded that to an other device that can be placed on the employee's body in a manner that cannot be removed. so it goes beyond just inserting it into the body, but also being placed on the body in a manner that cannot be removed. It adds a civil penalty of $1,000 for each violation under this new chapter. The Labor Commissioner has authority to adopt rules and remit the civil penalty to the general fund. That is my opening comments on the amendment.
Is there a discussion on the amendment? The chair recognizes Senator Dotzler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in reviewing with the amendment, I agree it responded to our concerns about at least having some punishment. Although there were individuals that had recommended a higher amount, I think that this $1,000 fine definitely will put some teeth into it. And I also agree with making sure that it's not only the chips, but there are certain devices that could not be removed, and we see them all the time in the judicial system, and I think that should be covered. And with that amendment, I would still recommend the amendment and support for the bill.
Thank you, Senator Dotzler. Is there further conversation on the amendment? Seeing none, the chair recognizes Senator Guth for closing remarks on Amendment 1726.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Dotzler, I would like to thank you for your support and your keen attention to all of this. I really enjoy working with you on these labor issues. So with that, I would like to move the amendment.
Senator Guth moves Amendment 1726. Senator Bolton, how would you like to vote? Short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The amendment is adopted. We are now, that disposes of all amendments. We are now back on the bill as amended. Is there further discussion? The chair recognizes Senator from Lynn, Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would the gentleman, I'm not sure where Senator Guth is from. Senator Guth, Hancock, would the gentleman from Hancock yield?
Senator Guth, will you yield?
Certainly.
Senator Taylor, you're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator. I rise in support of the bill, but I am disturbed and curious all at the same time. How pervasive is this? Is this just a legit, I support it, legit preventative maintenance, or what's going on here? What can you tell us?
I have heard from the House that there are a few places that are beginning to do this, but it's mainly preventative. Again, as I like to say a lot of times in the agricultural community, it's a lot easier to build a fence before the cows are out than try to put the cows back in and then repair the fence. So
sure.
This is trying to get ahead of the curve.
I totally get the concept as you describe, but is there any more specifics out there that you know of what would they do if they had the chips in them? What would companies do?
I guess I couldn't answer that. I can conjecture, but you can do that as well as I can. But I would suggest maybe the bill's writer is Representative Holt, and I would suggest you ask him that question.
Oh, sure. No problem. I appreciate it. Thank you, yep. Senator.
Thanks for the discussion.
Is there further discussion? The chair recognizes the senator from Sioux, Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also rise in support of this bill. Unfortunately, society's development of technology has sometimes overridden our concern for liberty and our concern for ethics. And so I think it's sad that a bill like this is even needed or contemplated, but I commend Representative Holt for sponsoring it, and I commend you, for Senator Guth, for bringing it forward in our chamber. So thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Senator Guth for final remarks on House File 259 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I would like to thank everyone for the support as we move this forward. I would simply like to move the bill.
Senator Guth moves House File 259 as amended. Senator Bolton, how would you like to vote? Short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The bill as amended will move to the calendar as a committee bill under Rule 40. That disposes of all the bills. Is there...
acknowledge for announcement to the committee?
Yes, that's exactly where we were headed, was to other business before the committee, so the chair recognizes Senator Dotzler.
Well, thank you. Normally we would do this when we were in session, but I just want to announce to the committee a former Republican senator, Senator Doug Scholl, is here in the chamber. At least he was a couple of minutes ago. He just walked out the door. Well, anyway, it was an honor to serve with him, and he told me that he looked around and he thought it was only one or two of us that he had the opportunity to serve with. And I just want to say he was one of the finest senators I had an opportunity to serve with. And when you speak about somebody on the other side of the aisle with that regard, it's always a real pleasure. So I'm sorry he didn't have the opportunity to hear me. But he'll be back, I'm sure. And so thank you for this opportunity to speak.
You're very welcome, Senator Dotzler, and I think that is a great way to end business. It's my understanding that we probably won't have any more policy work, but we may have a few March rounds of appointments, so hopefully we won't be too heavy or too busy here the rest of the way. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Guth moves we adjourn.